Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking firsthand. We'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired and motivated to take your business to the next level.
In this episode of Building Success Stories, I speak with Laureen Bouffard, the founder of Every Penny Bookkeeping and Business Services. She's a passionate entrepreneur on a mission to empower business owners with financial clarity and confidence. With decades of experience, Bouffard offers a unique blend of expertise beyond traditional bookkeeping.
So when I was in college, I always wanted to be a CPA. So my goal was to own my own business and, you know, all of those fun things. And after meeting my husband, things changed a little bit. So I did not sit for the CPA exam. I was not interested in doing taxes any longer. And I just kind of started working. And after about 20 years or so, working in different industries and having different roles in management and payroll and business advising and things like that, I decided that I wanted to help businesses more, and I wanted to finally go off on my own and be able to do more for businesses that are struggling. Because later in my career, what I was doing is going to businesses and helping them create processes and systems and get them on the track to earning revenue and having money in the, you know, in the green, I like to always say, instead of the red. And after several years of doing that, I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this one business at a time. I want to do this for more businesses, because there's so many people that they have great business ideas, but they're not sure how to run a business. They don't know how to watch their finances. They don't know what they're looking for. They don't have the right processes and the right people in the places that they have, that they need in their business. So six and a half years ago, I started Every Penny Bookkeeping and Business Services, because we do much more than bookkeeping. But what I found is that bookkeeping is where it starts. And once you find, you kind of look at the numbers and you can see what's going on without the business owner having to really tell you. So that's how we started. And it's a very exciting ride so far.
So that's great. So what sort of challenges or benefits did you find when you were starting up?
So the challenges when I started up was just as COVID was starting. So I had built up a great business, and literally a year later, COVID hit and I lost all of my business. And I wouldn't say, I told my clients that they needed to fire me because they couldn't afford me, because they were struggling to make ends meet. So what I did was I trained them in what they needed to do to keep their business rolling forward. And we thought outside of the box to keep them moving. Some of them came back after COVID, some of them have not, but that's okay. So I had to basically start all over, which is fine, but it shows other business owners that with some hard work and resilience and getting out there and just keep trying and making those connections and networking and working together, you really can make it happen, but you can't lose sight of what your goal is. And that was the biggest thing for me, and how I help my clients is staying focused on your dreams and your goals and how to attain those. And it might not be something that you can do on your own, which is why we like to partner with our clients and work with them and help them look outside the box and see what other things that they can do.
I can imagine how your honesty in those situations and your mm-hmm. generosity probably helped to build ties.
Yes.
And they probably would tell people about you as well, because I think when you're providing a good service, that helps
Yes.
you with that important sales tool.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing is, some people are saying, well, how much do you charge for that? I don't charge for that. I don't charge for conversation. I don't charge for consultation. If you want to start a business, I would like to have a conversation with you. What are your ideas? How do you plan on making money? How are you going to stay organized? How are you going to stay motivated? These are the things that clients and potential business owners, some of the things that they don't think about. And so I help them think about those things before they actually jump off that, into the pool. And it kind of gets them thinking in other ways and how they can help themselves be successful before they've even gotten started.
That's great. So, how do you source most of your clients?
It's all word of mouth. Clients raving about me, connections with CPAs, financial advisors, bankers, and even in the legal world, having those connections with people. And then just, business to business, going to networking events, being involved with different organizations, whether it be the chamber or BNI or smaller groups of people. Getting out there and having conversation with people just to kind of get your name out there, but also to have those conversations with people on how you might be able to help, because people are afraid to ask. People are afraid to ask for help. So if you're offering that before they have to say those words, "I need help," is a help to them because they
That's
feel a little
great
bit more relaxed.
advice. Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Do you have any other kind of tips on how to do word of mouth networking or to get more people to do word of mouth or also networking meetings and things? Like any good sort of techniques that you use?
Ask questions. When you're going to networking events, ask questions. It's not necessarily about what you're doing. Find out what the other person is doing. That is huge because taking the time to listen to their story and what they offer, sometimes it will turn around and you can use that information to offer help or someone that you know that could help them in something that, in them just talking about their business and what they've got going on. Some things trigger, and you can say, "Hey, I know somebody that might be able to help you with that." Those are great ways to help others without helping yourself, because it comes back. It
It
comes
does.
back to you, because then they remember that you're the one that helped them in move in that direction and get them off to a good start.
Yeah, and if you connect them with someone else, then you're also benefiting third,
Exactly.
fourth, fifth parties too. So that's
Absolutely.
the great part about networking.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
through those sorts of events and organizations.
Yeah.
Is there any particular industries that you find you work best with?
We prefer working with service-based industries. That's not to say that we don't have clients that also offer products or have, like cafes and things like that. But the majority of our clients are service-based. They offer some sort of service to others, usually the consumer, not necessarily business to business. It's a large group of different kind of industries, but we seem to work really well and really assist the neurodivergent population. Clients that struggle with focus, they have great ideas, they don't know how to implement things. They know only what they know, and we're patient. I had one client that said to me, "How easily are you scared off?" Not very. We pride ourselves in being patient and keeping them on track, because it's something that they do struggle with. And it helps them come January when they're ready for taxes. They're kind of shocked because they're like, "I've never been ready for taxes," And so that seems to be more of the niche that we've fallen into. And again, usually within the service industry, that seems to be where we land.
That's great that you found that.
Yes.
It's an important service and an important way that you can then provide your services to people that need that special sort of attention and quality.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we have systems in place that help them with reminders and with things that might be missing or that we need, or if they have more ideas, we try to help them see the benefits of maybe adding extra services or other locations and help them think those through, because sometimes their mind works faster than they can actually handle. And so having those regular conversations with them really helps them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Is there any particular size business that you work best with?
We're working with businesses that in revenue are making 3 million or less. Usually, once they've reached that mark, we offer to them that they might be ready for an in-house person. Our goal is not to hold on to clients forever. Our goal is for them to reach their goals. And if that is, being a $5 million business, we've worked ourselves out of a job, which is exciting to us that we were part of that to get them to where they want to be. And have that in-house person. So we're not in the business to hold on to our clients and keep them, at a place that they don't really want to be. And we want to see them grow. We want to see them outgrow us. That's why we've picked about $3 million or less to work with.
Do you have any sort of a case study, maybe you could give us anonymously, obviously, of any particular challenge that you found and you were able to solve for a client that might be of interest?
I think the biggest thing would be clients that are disorganized and getting them organized. So they have no systems, they have no software. They're kind of have revenue coming in through personal accounts, using personal credit cards, and we literally pulled them apart and put them back together. We started a QuickBooks file for them. We encouraged them to have business bank accounts. They had a favorite credit card that they wanted to use. We said, open that same credit card in your business name so you can still earn those points. We created procedures for them that worked for them, that was specific to them, because what we do is we tailor everything that we do to the client's needs. So they needed a way for organizing receipts and getting deposits in and working easier with banks and having money saved for taxes. So we help them create a process, which is, a long, sometimes a long process to get them there. But once they get to the other side, they're just that sigh of relief of having everything organized, knowing where everything is and how much money the business is bringing in because it's not mixed with your personal finances. They're just over the moon excited because now they have information that they can use to help them grow. We've done that for many clients where we kind of pull them apart. We start working with them bookkeeping wise, and then we kind of pull them apart and offer other ways and other systems and procedures that they might want to use or softwares that might help them so that it's not so clunky. And we're always looking to help them be more organized and make it easy on them because running a business is hard enough. You don't need to add extra steps and extra things that you might not necessarily need to do if there's a software out there that could help you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really good at like being able to look at the situation and find the right solution for the client. Like you don't have just a one size fits all.
No, we do not. We're definitely tailored. We tailor all of our services to each client and their specific needs because everyone is different. Just like we all handle situations differently, we all handle business differently, we all process differently. So we have to find the way and the process that works best for them, because otherwise they're not going to be successful. If it's a struggle, then that's hard on them, and we don't want that. We want it to be, at least on this side of, their business, the easy part. The hard part is, selling their product or their service or growing it the way they'd like to. So we're trying to take that and make it easier on them.
Are there any other challenges that you've seen for businesses that are really common that you can provide advice on?
Most common thing is mixing personal and business funds. And that's the number one struggle for a lot of clients. They're not understanding that when you do mix the business and personal, you open yourself up to all kinds of struggle. If your business was to ever be audited, it opens your personal side up to that as well. If you've got your business finances flowing through your personal finances, and because everything is just all mixed together, that's the biggest struggle for people. They also think that because maybe they're a solopreneur, so they're small, so they don't think that they can open up a business account. You absolutely can. You can get yourself an EIN number. You can open up a bank account specific to your business. A lot of people don't understand that. And that's one of the things that we tell them right off the bat. Do you have an EIN number? Are you a solopreneur? Are you an LLC? Do you have the right coverage? we try to make sure that they don't mix the business and the personal, because it just opens up a whole can of worms, basically.
Okay, that is great advice. I think when someone's very small, they're kind of waiting for what is that moment? Like, how much do I need to be making? Or I want to see how this goes before I go to that extent. Because when it doesn't work out, you got to back up all that stuff.
Exactly. And that is the hardest thing, is making that decision. Am I really going to be in business for myself? And I tell people, you don't need to have a full-time business to have a separate business bank account. You can absolutely have a part-time business, a side gig, and still have a separate account that handles all of your financing for it.
That's great advice. Anything else along those lines that you want to provide some wisdom?
And the same thing with, credit cards. Credit cards are the same way. They want the points, or they want the mileage, or whatever they're trying to earn towards. And again, we suggest that if you have a favorite card, open it up in your business name. You don't have to have everything one side. It can be, there's two sides of you now. You're a business owner and you're an individual. So you can have both. You can have cards for each, and it's just smart to keep things separate, and it's smart to also have those different accounts so that you can actually see what's going on in your business. And the same thing with all your insurance policies. And there's just so many things that a business owner, side gig person, or part-time, they're just doing this on the side. I just want to earn some extra money. It still goes. It's the best thing to keep it all separate. It helps your tax professional too.
Yeah, definitely. Right. To have clear kind of records to give to them.
Exactly. And there's no
Meaning,
guessing.
one of the issues I've found with people is that they're afraid to spend money, but they need to understand that to make money, you do need to spend money. But, and I'm sure this is a service that you provide for people to look at feasibility. Is it feasible for me to spend this much? Because I've had people that I've advised in marketing, but then also I often get involved in their business and they're like, I want to have like a commercial kitchen they were baking. And it's like, okay, so what is the point that you need to reach with your profitability that you can afford that? And they're like, I have no idea. So I'm sure that
Absolutely.
you give that kind of
We
advice.
do. Yes, we have clients that will say, I would like to open up another location. And we let them know you're really not ready for that yet, based on the numbers that we're looking at. Because when you open up a new location, you need to make sure that your current location can support that new space for up to 6 months to a year of once you've opened, because it takes that long to make sure that it can be up and running on its own. So we do have those conversations with our clients, and we encourage them to let us know what their plans are so that we can help them with those decisions. We really want to be a partner with them, because there's things that we see and things that we know that they may not think of. I have another client that was spending wanted to cut their expenses, and they felt that they were spending too much money in maybe advertising. And so in their industry, it was suggested to spend about 8% of their revenue on advertising. But only if it's smart. Are you getting a return on that investment? You can do all the Facebook bad ads you want, but unless you're getting the return on that, it's not a good use of your money. You might want to think about different kind of advertising. It could be print, it could be newspaper, it could be LinkedIn, it could, there's multiple different ways, but maybe that one isn't working for your specific industry or what you're looking for. So we help them look at that. Every 3 months, we go through clients' reports, and we kind of see any like trends or changes that we're seeing. We really like to work with the client and help them with those things. If we're seeing something that is out of the ordinary, we'll ask them about it. Did you invest in something new? I see that you're doing a new campaign. How is that working out for you? Is that really giving you, if you spent, let's say, $600 on it, what is your return on it? Are you getting anything in return? You have to at least be thinking, is my investment worth what I might get in return? that's not always the case because it's kind of like a jump and then I'll see.
Or you're listening to advice from somebody that maybe
Yes.
is just trying to, that's their opinion and they think
Yes.
that's the way it is, and it may not actually work for what you're doing.
Right. Yes,
So
exactly.
it's great that you could help them see that
Yes. Yeah.
to do these reviews like on a quarterly basis.
Yes, and that's important for all business owners and personally, taking a look at where all of your money is going. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I had early in life was you need to treat your money like a child. You need to know where it is. You otherwise you're going to lose your child, right? It's the same thing
Great
with money.
analogy.
Yes, and if you're not paying attention, there goes all of your money. So you need to pay attention. Where is your money going? Are you paying for things that you actually don't need? Are you paying for things that, maybe there's two services that you're paying for, but they each do the same thing. Choose one that might be better than another or fit you better. And just, sometimes we get comfortable with what we're spending and what we're using and doing, that we lose sight of the fact that it's costing us money and it's actually taking money from us rather than helping us.
Well, many business owners and managers are just busy doing their
Yes.
day-to-day and feel like they don't have time to really look at this stuff. So
Yeah.
that's why I think working with somebody like you helps with that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We look for trends. We see, we'll look at 3 months at a time and we'll see, how it's changed, what's being used, what's not being used. I like to have regular conversation with the client. What's new in your industry and in your business? So we handle some payroll for some clients, and so we see that they're bringing on new employees, and so they must be growing and their sales are growing. So we're seeing that there's a changes. So we like to have conversation with them to find out what's going on. What's new and have your goals changed? We'd love to hear it and help you.
That's great. So why don't you just give me sort of list off your full range of services of what you can do for businesses?
Sure. So we, of course, do bookkeeping monthly, quarterly. We also do cleanups and catch-ups. And we also help people set up their QuickBooks accounts. We offer consulting and coaching for new businesses. We help them with their planning, their business ideas. Where do I start? We do forecasting, cash flows, fractional CFO services. I have a growth planning program, which is a 12-month program that I do with clients. And it's really works on everything. It's a 12-month commitment, but we work on debt and goals and issues. It's accountability, change mindsets. We talk about dreams, exit plans, leadership, just so many things that we work on. It's a 12-month commitment. We do diagnostic reviews, and that's for clients that or people that aren't necessarily clients or are thinking about being a client will look, do a diagnostic review of their books. Looking for things like fraud and errors and duplicates, just to ensure that the bookkeeping is done correctly. We're not necessarily looking to be your bookkeeper, but we would love to put eyes on it for them so that they can see maybe they need to make some changes in their own systems and procedures for whoever they're are having to do their bookkeeping. We also do training. There's nothing worse than having a set of software and not know how to use it. So we offer training for QuickBooks specifically.
Yes.
On how that client needs to do the bookkeeping for them. It's tailored specifically to them in their industry. Whereas, some of the courses and classes that you can take online is just an overview. This is everything that you can do, and it's overwhelming. So we like to focus on, teaching you what it is that you need to know for your business. And help you create the workflows and processes for all of that. We also do debt counseling. That's huge right now for a lot of clients. And we work with them to help control that debt and get it paid off because we all know that credit scores are important and it's even more important for business owners. Your personal score is directly affected to your business. So that's an important thing because it affects anything from insurance to bank loans and lines of credit and things. So it's an important thing to get under control. And then, we do handle some payroll. Mostly small pieces. We don't do large businesses. We farm that out to other payroll companies and still work very closely with them and have a relationship so that we know what's going on.
That's great. That's such a full line of services for businesses.
Yes, we try to be almost a one-stop shop for them because I know it's difficult for business owners who are like, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that. And now it's once you're in a business owner's books, you can kind of see the other services that they might need. And so it's kind of evolved through time and just seeing the need that they're having. It's just our services have grown with our clients because those are the needs that they are needing.
Yeah, well, that's great. Now, I know you have a number of local clients, but you aren't restricted to working locally because everything can be done virtually these days.
Correct. We have clients across the country. We have clients in Alaska, California, Virginia, Florida, Maine, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Like we're all over the place, Ohio. So we've got clients all over the place. My team is excellent at helping everyone, and we just work together. And like you said, being remote does allow us to help more people. And that's at the end of the day, our goal is to take the fear out of people's finances because it is a scary thing. Everyone is afraid of the IRS and not doing something correctly. So we're helping them take the fear out, but also so that they can understand their numbers.
Yeah, and have a lot more confidence in what they're doing, that that's taken care of.
Yes.
That's great. So if somebody wants to start working with you, what do they need to do?
So, very easy. Go to my website, everypennybooks.com. There's a connect with me, and we have a conversation and we just go from there. Is getting yourself on my calendar and just having that 30 minutes of tell me a little bit about you and your business and how we might be able to help. And it's just that easy. And we're judgment free, so we don't judge. Yes, we do that. Because people are also embarrassed, and you don't need to be embarrassed because we all have a background. We all have, skeletons in our closet to some degree. And so we're not looking at that. We only look far enough back to get you forward.
And you've probably seen it all, so you're not going to be shocked.
We've seen it all. We've had clients that haven't done any tax preparation or collection of their data for number of years. It could be anywhere, 7 years back, and we're creating files for them so that they can file their taxes. So again, we don't judge. We do the best that we can to get them all their information put together so that they can get their taxes prepared. And we try to get them on a better path so that that doesn't happen to them again.
So they just need to go to everypennybooks.com and find the link there to connect with you.
Yes,
Is there
absolutely.
anything else you want to include?
No, I think, we're honest, we're transparent, we offer personalized service and just the convenience of being hassle-free. And we just want to provide excellent services to our clients. And judgment-free is the biggest thing. You don't have to worry. We don't scare away easily. We're here to help you if you want that help.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.